The topic for this course is, I think, the most important one in Jungian psychology, and that is individuation. Virtually every other school of psychology, especially depth psychology, that has given rise to a form of treatment has done so from the perspective of pathology, that there has to be a pathological situation or state that the person who is coming for the psychological work wants to be relieved of. And a test as to whether or not the given method of treatment works is whether or not the person's symptoms are relieved. Jung completely erased that perspective. I won't even say that he changed it, he just obliterated it. Because for Jung, doing psychological work had to do with becoming whole. It didn't have to do with ameliorating symptoms. In fact, for Jungians, what is called in other schools of psychology a symptom is considered to be a message that needs to be decoded, much as a dream or a slip of the tongue or a projection needs to be decoded. And this is very important because whereas other schools of psychotherapy and analysis seek to cure, Jungian psychology teaches us that we have to understand. And the goal is not cure. The goal is to become who we are, undivided. And the term that Jung used to explain this is individuation. And in that term lies the secret of understanding Jungian psychology. If we write it down just as a word, individuation, it sounds like a nice sort of jargony term. This is what we're seeking. But Jung was very clear that what his psychology was attempting to do was to help people to become individuals, and that we actually are individuals. And we have to work to bring all of the parts together. So that individuation is the process by which we come to the point where we recognize our divided state and then seek to ameliorate that situation. Jung never taught, and there is no orthodox Jungian teaching, that when you finish a course of psychotherapy or working on yourself for a finite amount of time, that you are then an individual and you're done. Jung wasn't even altogether clear that the process stopped with what we call death. The fact is, individuation is a process, and what we can hope to do is engage in that process in a meaningful and deep way. Hence we have the title of the course, The Path is the Goal, Walking the Way of Individuation. It isn't something that we want to achieve. When people come to see me in analysis, a fairly sensible question at the beginning is, how long will this take? And I always get them, because my answer is, well, if you're lucky, all your life. And they kind of look like, oh God, he wants to put a wing on the house. And then I explain to them, but you're not always going to be seeing me or necessarily anybody all your life. But what we want to do is start a process by which you can engage in your life through the method of seeking meaning. And that process ought to continue all your life. And that's how we become individuals. That's the path of individuation. So tonight's topic is the concept of individuation and how it's related to the structure and dynamics of the psyche. Now, this is a level one course, but as I look around the room, there are people of all kinds of different backgrounds. So I would hope that we would all help one another, because when we have people of different, in different positions of understanding, some of the work that we're doing might seem elementary, and for other people it might seem a little bit too rapid. I want you to be sure that you can feel free to ask if I say something that's unclear, or if you know something that might help amplify something that I'm saying from your own studies of Jung, please feel free to share it with the group, because that way we can form a group and maybe participate together in our own individuation. One of the dangers about being a human being is that we have the illusion of being unified. I have a single body, so far as my sensory organs can tell me. I have a name, and pretty much, except for nicknames or variations on it, everybody calls me by my name. And there's a lot, you know, I live in one place, and I kind of do the same thing day in and day out, and there's people who know me, and I relate to them. And all of this contributes to the illusion that we actually are a single person. We're one person. Because everybody seems to relate to us that way. The fact is, my relationship to my life is more like episodes in a TV show than it is one continuous line. I drop in, like every Tuesday night at 6:30, and get the latest installment, and then I'm gone. And that happens a lot, and that happens to all of us. And in fact, we are quite satisfied imagining that we are only one person, an individual, when actually we're a lot of things, all rolled into one. Now, here again, you know, this is really a rah-rah Jung course, so you're going to have to get used to it. A lot of other schools of psychology would look at this as something very dangerous, and they would call it splitting. And they would say, you know, this is a very risky thing to be admitting, because you're admitting that, in fact, you're multiple. There's all kinds of things in you running around. And this is precisely what Jung would say, that in fact we are. And the reason we are isn't because somehow we failed, but it is constitutive to the structure and dynamics of psyche as experienced